Sir Eric Idle proposes Wits for the Witless. 13 June 2006, this is Simulator for Unnews. Kuala Lumpur, Australia, in an unprecedented show of warmth towards the American people, every sovereign nation on the planet sent delegates to Kuala Lumpur, Australia for a conference on the alarming increase of witlessness in America. A news conference at the Anchorage Ramada, British Representative Sir Eric Idle spoke frankly, quote, "This conference is by no means a slight on the American people, but rather an opportunity to address the declining IQs of leaders in all strata of American society. As the 500-pound gorilla in the room, we feel it's in everybody's best interest to curb this before something really, really stupid happens," unquote. "This is not to say we do not have our own problems," continued a sniggering idol, pointing to a portrait of Prime Minister John Major behind him, quote, "The point is, the U.S. is a proverbial motherlode of morons, a sea of idiocy. So it's reasonable to focus our first steps as an international charitable effort. The keystone of the effort, dubbed Wits for the Witless by James Randi, are a series of scientific breakthroughs resulting in a process whereby a person of low intelligence may receive donor wits from a more gifted individual who could function more than adequately with a small reduction in their IQ. Professor Coitus Irreducible of the Max Planck Institute in Spain explains the procedure as, quote, something like an organ transplant. A donor is placed as a target in a supercollider and bombarded by simplotrons, the subatomic particles which compose stupidity. Intellect-stimulating smart quarks are repelled by the simplotrons and shunted off into a magnetic bottle for storage. The recipient can then be infused with small increments of intelligence by running the process in reverse. It's not that it makes you smarter, but rather removes the stupidity-inducing dark matter from the subject, rendering them less harmful to the rest of us," unquote. Experimental results suggest that a moderately stupid person might be of less measurable danger to society after as few as 5 treatments in the high-speed collider. The monumentally stupid, like George W. Bush, Pat Robertson, or John Edward, the psychic, are as yet indistupefiable, because the power needed to decrease such appalling amounts of stupidity are not technically possible. This conference of humanists and scientists brings hope for the coming age, so disastrously predicted by Isaac Asimov in his book, The Marching Morons. This has been Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for listening.